Having had a few days to digest the effects and implications of the Supreme Court decision upholding President Obama's Affordable Care Act, many area businesses are now looking ahead to how it can help them. Cynthia Murray, Executive Director of the North Bay Leadership Council, a regional association of major employers, says most of her members are pleased by the ruling.
They're excited about it. It's a big relief to finally get some certainty. They feel that this is definitely a step in the right direction. Those of them who are competing on a global basis are very happy because it's been a real detriment to be the only developed nation that doesn't have universal health care. And so we're not there to universal, but we're certainly going to be able to be much more competitive.
Small business owners, those with fewer than 50 employees, will see the biggest gains, Murray says.
Healthcare costs have risen 113% over the last 10 years. It's been really crippling to business and employees. So you're going to see some ability to have people gain healthcare that haven't had it. And a lot of people who had employees that had pre-existing conditions or children that had not been able to get jobs, they're just totally ecstatic.
Most of those workers will be able to obtain coverage through a state-run clearinghouse known as the California Exchange. For larger employers, Murray notes, there will be additional benefits through the increased emphasis on preventative health care.
The more you can get people healthy, the less expensive it'll be for everybody. And I think it'll make people more inclined to hire, knowing that it's not going to be all on them, that there's going to be options.
Bud Martin, Senior Vice President for Wells Fargo Insurance Services in Petaluma, points out that the national healthcare reform measure does come with some costs for business owners. The primary one kicks in when larger employers choose not to offer or subsidize a health insurance plan for their workers.
The tax will be $2,000 per year if they choose not to offer coverage to employees, and the first 30 employees would be exempt. If they offer group health plans but they're not offering a sufficient level, then they will be fined a tax of $3,000 per employee who purchases insurance through the exchange.
These measures, clearly intended to encourage firms to buy into the larger coverage pool, have aroused impassioned antipathy from some national business and conservative political groups. But most North Bay Leadership Council members don't share those objections.
That's a lot of political posturing. If you look at Massachusetts, which pretty much has had what the Affordable Health Care Act is, business has done very well there. It didn't cause any of the problems that some naysayers are saying are going to occur. Businesses embraced it, found it to be quite helpful. You can look up Massachusetts business and you'll see almost unanimously they're very, very pleased with what has happened under the reforms.
Like it or not, says Bud Martin, it will be a big change. He's anticipating that most people will come to appreciate the new system.
Overall, I think it's a positive. The system was broken. It's a fairly major step in the direction of fixing it. We'll certainly have access to health care for a lot of people that didn't have access. It will be more affordable for some people than it was previously because they'll be getting subsidies. The bad part for some people is that someone else will have to pay for that subsidy, which is part of the taxes.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.